loy roif toiva, v'loy roif ronis. Like right now in this world, we can't receive our reward, and we don't receive the real peronius either. Trashi, loy roif toiva, Rashi says, l'fishyet zahara master achrayim. The Yetzirah is going after us. K'derminu sechta sukkah. V'shem v'tazuach da'et cholay av yitzchata. Therefore, we don't get roif toiva v'zman azeh, because we're afraid of the Yetzirah. V'loy roif peronius either. Kids, of these things, what you have to tell the ger, once we see that he wants to become a Jew, and now, like, we're helping him become a Jew. Now, v'yei mar ben olav, don't say too much. Zedrashi dvorim layim olav, you don't have to scare him too much. V'yei medadikin olav, you're not medadik either, teach him every little prat, you don't tell him right away. Now, kibul, let's say the goy is mekabel, he says, yes, I hear what you're saying, and I still want to be a Jew. I'm mekabel to do all the mitzvahs, to mekabel the Torah. Then, malin loisa miyad. You have right if he's a man to take and make a bris mila first. Mashmi, like the top place says, mashma shamila koydim tfila. Here it's mashma, the same there is, first you make a bris mila on the goy, and then you make a tfila. So it says the Gemara here, malin loisa miyad. You make a mila first. Now, nishtayer boi tzitzin hamakfin es mila. Let's say you did not do a good job, and there are still some strands of meat, of tzitzin, means strands of meat still left over the orla, that it's not a kosher amila. The halacha is choizrin umala noisa shniya. You have to go and make a second time of bris mila. Now just like a shav, whatever's makka, whatever it stops the mila from being good, you did not make you were not pareya the atorah. You didn't do a good job. Rashi says tzitzin means chatichas vosa, strands of meat. Of Bosor, Shlonifra San Milakhosoi. You didn't make a good priya. You didn't uncover the orla the way you're supposed to. So if it's not a good mila, you have to do it over again. Now Nisrapa, after the ger, the goy, becomes healed up, after the mila is healed up, then Matvila Naisamiyad, then you table them right away. What do you do? Ushne Tamide Chachomim Oim de Magabov. His Meshach is going into the mikvah that has to be done in front of two Tamide Chachomim. We'll soon see later, one man Yemen says in front of three. That we have before, it says Mishpat, the you have to have a Bezdin. You have to have three. But here so far, the Gemara says you have to have two Tamir Chom standing there. Oh, my Dian Oisoi, Mixas, Mitzvois, Kalois, Oh, Mixas, Mitzvos, Chamurus. In other words, Bishas, Tfilom, that's when he has to have the Kabbalah Samitzvos. So we teach him about the Mitzvos right now, again. Bishas is going into the Mikvah, we tell him a little bit about the easy Mitzvos, a little bit about the hard Mitzvos. Tova Viola, then he goes down to the mikveh and he comes up. The din is Harehu Ki Yisrael. L'chol Devarav, that's called the good Geirus. And right now he has a shame Yisrael, L'chol Devarav. Let's soon see what this means, L'chol Devarav. Now Isha, what about if you have an Isha that wants to become a Geir? So there's no Mila. All you have to do is just make a Tfila. So how do you do it? Noshim Moshivois Oisar Mayim. You have ladies putting, make sure she goes into the mikvah. Ad Savora, until she goes down until her neck. Then, Oshne Tamilichomim Oimdim Lobe Bachutz. Two Tamilichomim have to be standing right outside the room. They don't have to look at her, they don't have to see her in the mikvah. They're standing outside. O Maidian Oisar. And they teach her, they tell her, Mixas Mitzvahs Kalois, O Mixas Mitzvahs Chamuris. And then, if she's Makavala upon herself, then which comes out of the mikvah, she's called the Yisrael, that's called the good ger. Now Echad ger, whether at first they were a goy, a total goy, and now they want to become a Jew, a real ger, the Echad Eved, Meshuchrer, where you have an Eved Kenani, and we want to be Meshachrim right now, it's the same thing, that you have to do this type of a mila, or this type of a tefillah, over mik, over mokam, shenida teveles, shom ger, the Eved Meshuchrer tevelim. In other words, you have to have a kosher mikvah. Just like for need, it has to be a boy himself, a kosher mikvah. The same thing would take a goy to be mezgayer. It has to be in a kosher mikvah. Rashi says, Echad ger, the Echad eved meshuchar. The kam meforish, the my hilchos akshinu. What is the hekeshir? What are we putting the two together? A ger to an eved. Uvemokam shenidu tevelis, the arboy himself, in shom ger v'yeved meshuchar tevelim. V'yafo pi shen tfilosim ishum tum of a tyra, kishar tfilos. Like even though Bishtein and maybe Bayan Nida, she has a din tumor on her. So to take off the tumor, she has to go to a kosher mikvah. But maybe a ger is not Mishum tumor v'tayro, it's Mishum gerus. That's the chiddush. Even so, still it has to have a regular kosher mikvah. It has to be a boim so.
But Taisa speaks out here. Taisa says, "A ger v'eved tovlin." Taisa says, "B'kula shemait in alahol gemari here mashma the eved boy tefila kishemashachrer." That when you have an eved kanani, even though when you first made him into an eved kanani, we had before you put him into the mikvah, but later when you want to free him to make him to a total Jew, he has to have another tefila. That's what's mashma from alahol gemari here. There's another tefila b'shashu mashachrer b'shashu freeim. V'loy sagalei b'tefila kamaisa. It's mashma near. It's not enough with the first tefila we make. That's what the Gemara is saying now, that this Eved, B'shashim, Meshacharim, you have to make another tefillah. Yeah, now the Gemara explains. Omama, we just said that Ger Shabol is Gayer. If a Ger wants to be Mizgayer, when a Goy comes to us and says he wants to be a Jew, the first thing we tell him is, Oymrim Loi, we tell him, Ma Royis Shabois is Gayer. For what purpose, like we try and talk him out of it, and we tell him, what purpose you want to be a Jew, you're better off staying a Goy. Then if he says back, even so, if you tell him it's bad to be a Jew, it's hard, we're all depressed, and we're all the goyim are against us, if the goy says, even so, still I want to be a Jew, then then you start teaching him a little mitzvahs kalois, or mitzvahs chamurs. Now the Gemara says, my timer, what's the reason why we first discourage him? We tell him, I don't become a Jew. So we say, be parish nifresh, because then we don't care, enichnami. If the guy decides not to be a ger, very good. Why? The Yomer Rabbi Chelboy. And Chelboy says, Koshim gerim li Yisrael. A ger is hard for Jews. Ki sapachas, like a wound. The Yisrael, the prophet says, V'nilvo hager aleim. V'nispechu al Beis Yaakov. V'nispechu, that the gerim will be attached to Beis Yaakov. They'll be like a scab, like a wound for Beis Yaakov. So l'chatchila, we don't want to accept a guy. We tell him better, don't be a Jew, remain a Goy. Just if he argues and says, no, still I want to be, then we'll mekabel it. So Rashi says like this. Rashi says, the parish like Yisgayer, even if the Goy changes his mind, nifrash, v'yichbislam, doesn't bother us, let him change his mind. Why? The yomama, koshim gerim liyisok asapachas. The yasiv, and nilva ager aleiv, and the stafu abeis Yaakov. That means the Goyim, even after they become a Jew, they still do certain actions that they did before. For loimdim yisro mehem, and Jews will learn some bad from them. So therefore, it's not good to have Gerim. Or else they'll be saimach on Yisveter, they'll see the way this Ger does Yisr, the Jew will think also you're allowed to do it. So therefore, the Chatchila, we don't accept him. But once they say they want to be a Jew, Alpha Pikain, then we do. Well, my dear nice sons, we teach them a little mitzvahs, kalas and chamurais, and also we have to teach them right away, the Brisa said, oven leket shechapeya. We have to tell the goy, you should know that when you become a Jew, there's going to be a mitzvah of leket shechapeya, and when you cut down your field, you have to leave over these things for the aniyim to take, and if an usher, a rich person, takes it, there's gezel involved. Well, maiseroni. You have to teach also such a thing to leave over maiseroni. The third and sixth year, there's no maisesheni, but it's maiseroni. For the Gemara, my time, what's so important about telling the goy these halachas? Omer Reb Chiya Bar Abba, Omer Reb Yechanan, Ben Noyach Nerag Apochon Neshavapruta. A goy, if he steals, even less than a Neshavapruta, he's chayiv misa for it. For Lanitun Lishavan, there's no din Lishavan, there's no din Ashavah by goy. In other words, by a goy, there are two halachas. First of all, a goy we say is never moichel. By a Jew, we say there's no gezel, tochus Neshavapruta. Because something less, worth less than a Shavapruta, has no value. We say Jews are always Meichel. They don't care about it. So there's no Issa Gezel. Mashenkin, by a Goy is not Meichel. So if a Goy steals from another Goy, Pochum Shavapruta, he's over the Issa Gezel. And the Locha, by a Goy is Azarosa and Zui Misosan. Whenever the Torah says a lot for them, they're not allowed to do it. If they do it, they're Chayiv Misa. There's no thing as a lot of Stam Malkus by a Goy, they're Chayiv Misa. So therefore, we have to teach these goyim to be very careful not to steal this leket shechapeya, the maisoni, from the aniyim. So like Rashi says. Rashi says, "Omadiyin noisi oven leket shechapeya." We have to teach them the aveira of leket shechapeya. Shlo yomru, they should not say, that is, the gerim should not say, that aniyim alolo aloitim peya soda gazlonimim. This ger, when he after becomes a Jew, he's going to look at these aniyim, he's going to see them going to somebody else's field and taking the leftover tfuah. He's going to think that they're stealing. And you know what the guy is going to do? Or the ger, he'll go and kill them.
Because b'dinayim, he thinks the same way they did by us when I was still a goy. Shebnei noya chuzru ala gezel, listen Hedrin. We dashen there that a goy has an issa not to steal. And the cloud by a goy is the yazaros and zui misosim. If the Torah says don't do it and they do it, they get misa for that. The loiboy yasro, you don't have to warn a goy. Lefikach ben noyach nere ga pochmash on a pruta. Why? The other chodim kopit adav amuhet lagabi yisrael ave mechila. So therefore we have to warn the guy before to tell him these halachas that in case he sees another Jew like taking like a shircha pei, he shouldn't think the guy is stealing and he'll go to kill him. So we have to warn him right away to know there's such a thing that a Jew is allowed to take, a noni is allowed to take like a shircha pei. And also of lenitin lishovin, Rashi says, there's no mitzvah sashova, ain't the chazara. If a guy steals, he has no mitzvah to return it, because he gets killed. He say, "Come live the rabbinay." Mashenkin the gabi yisrok. See, by a Jew, if he steals, the pasuk says, "Ve'eshev nasagzeil shagozal." There's a mitzvah to give back. Avo b'nei noyachem minus nevin as rossin zui misosan. V'chiv v'shavra lachas mizayin mitzvah nerag. But by a guy, we say no. If he does one of the averis, he's chayiv misa for it. So whenever you chayiv misa, then about it, we always say there's no din hashava. Because he say, "Come live the rabbinay." So the kids, so that's why we have to teach the goy these halachas, that he shouldn't get angry when he sees another oni taking like a chichapeh, he shouldn't go to kill him. So right away we have to tell them about these halachas. Later when we tell him about the mitzvahs, we don't tell him too much, we don't scare him too much. And what if they medaktik, and we're not medaktik, don't tell him all the tayag mitzvahs. You do a little bit and that's enough. So where it says, Omer Rebbe Loza, my Kroh, where do we learn this from? How do we know it from? From Rus. Tichsiv, it says there that Vatera Naomi saw, ki misameta silo lechas ito. That she saw that Rus was fighting very hard, she wanted to be a Jew. Vatechta ladabre leho. Then she stopped talking to her. She stopped then talking her out. First she told her, like, not to, but when she saw she's very strong, she wants to be a Jew, then she stopped, like, teach telling her not to be, but then she let her be Mizgayim. Omrlo, first Noami told Rus, also learned Chun Shabbos. Like first she wanted to scare her a little bit, to say, you know, if you become a Jew, you can't walk out of the Chun Shabbos on Shabbos. So Rus answered back, Bashe, Telchi Elich, wherever you go, I'll go. I accepted not to go out of the Chun Shabbos. Then she said, also learned Yichud. Noami told Yishnor, there's Nisa to be Yichud. You can't be alone with a man. A lady is not allowed to be alone with a man in the room. So Rus answered back, Bashe, Tolini, Olin, wherever you sleep, I'll sleep. I'll be mekabel not to sleep with a man. Mafkedinon sheish meyos v'yud gimel mitzvahs. We have tayag mitzvahs. We have. So Rus answered back, "Ameich ami, your nation is my nation. I'm mekabel all the mitzvahs." Also, on avodas chachovim. Naomi told Rus, "You know, you can't be over by the zora anymore." So she said back, "V'lokayich elokoi, your Hashem is my Hashem. I'm mekabel not to be over by the zora." Arba Misa's Nimsu Bezdin, then Noami told you, if you do an Aveira, that Yechayiv Misa, Bezdin kills you. So Rus answered back, Basher Tomusi, Omus, if I deserve to be killed, I'll be killed, I'm a cow of that also. Beis Kvorim Nimsu Bezdin, there's two types of Kvorim, Rishoyim are buried special places. So maybe you'll be in Russia, you gotta be careful. She said back, I don't care. Vishon Mekvar, I'll be buried wherever I'm supposed to be buried. Is Miyad right away, Noami saw, Vateraki Misamethasi, right away she saw she was fighting so strong to remain to be a Jew, so then Noami stopped and let her become a Jew. So then she was Mekabala, that's there, a little bit, you have to scare them first, but then when we see still they want to be a Jew, then we'll Mekabala them, we'll let them become a Jew. Kibul, as soon as they accept upon himself, Malanoisa Miyad, the first thing we do is make Mila right away. My timer, Shiva Mitzvah Le Meshinon, there's no way you need to push it off. Like if the ger accepts and wants to be a ger, wants to be a Jew, so the Maisa now it's a mitzvah once he wants to do it, so we don't push off the mitzvahs. We mekabel him right away let him do the milah, let him become a Jew right away. Then it says, Nishtaru by titzin amakvin amilah, if you made the milah and it didn't come out so good, so then we have to do it over again. Yes, the Bryce is mercy like this, Kitnan. Yeah. These are the strings, the piece of meat that holds back the milah from being chal. If you have a piece of meat there that covers over roiv, the majority of the atorah. Because the milah is to uncover the atorah. If roiv of the atorah is still covered up with a piece of meat, that's not called a good milah. Who are then he can't eat truma? So Rashi says like this. Torah Rashi says that Shoira Gavoya Shesovav Agid. The end there, the tip, there's a ring around it. The tip of the ring, the ring that goes around, that's called the Atorah. From that ring, it starts to get smaller till the end. Is Roiv Goiva. So Rashi learns. Right. The Amr of Yimei Barab, Amr Rav, Bosar Achoifa Roiv Goiva Asho Atorah. What's possible is not only the covers up Roiv of the whole ring, but just Roiv of the Goiva. So Rashi learns, Shalaisa Shoira. For light time, a roiv a kefa. Not that you have to cover up rogue of the ring going all the way around. Just at any one point, to go straight across the ring, like, if there's a piece of meat fingers over, rogue of one portion, one port going up and down, that also passes the mila. That's also no good. The same thing, Koyin Kini Truma is called an oral if he's missing this, if his mila is not complete. If one part of the atar is covered up with meat, if one part of the roiv is covered up, that passes the mila. But then it says, Nisrapa Matfil Noisimiyam. After he heals up, then we put him into the mikvah. So Mara says, Nisrapin Le Nisrapa Loi, my timer. Like, why do you have to wait until he heals up? And the Mara Shposhid, Mishum Demaya Marzamaka. Because if it's not healed yet, and go to the mikvah, the water will ruin, will harm the wound, will make it bad for the wound. So it's not Kedai, you're supposed to wait until the wound is healed up, and then you go to the mikvah. Ushnei Tamil Choma Maidam Agabah. The Shas is going into the mikvah, you have to have two Tamil Chum standing there. For the Gemara, I have Omer Rab Chi, Omer Rab Yechanon, Ger Tzorach Shlesha, or Ger Tzimizgai, you have to have three, you have to have a Bezdin we had before. And here it's Mashma, two is enough. And the Gemara, Omer Rab Yechanon, Letano, Tana Shlesha, and the Gemara, Rab Yechanon, like I told this Tano, that you have to have three, that's the Shita, you have to have three, there have to be three, the Shas Yimizgai, Shas the Gerus takes place. Once he goes after the meal, he goes into the mikvah. Now he's called like a Jew. So tomorrow, my hilchos. So what's the chiddush like pshita? So Mara says the hodabei. Even if right afterwards he comes back, shrash lekad musai. Like after he becomes a ger, then he decides to be a guy again. You should know he can't become a guy anymore. You're a Jew. Or mekadesh bas Yisrael, and he's mekadesh bas Yisrael. Yisrael Muma Karinim Bey or Kedusha Kedushin. He's called Muma Yisrael, but he's still called the Yisrael. And if he's Mekadosh and Isha, the Kedushin is Chal, he has to give a get. He can't just say I'm a Goy again. That's the Kiddush. Once you're Mizgai, once you become a Jew, you always remain a Jew. There's no way to become back a Goy again. Just if you do have Eris, you call the Yisrael Muma, but the Kedushin is still Chal. Whether it's a ger or you have an eved kenani that wants to become freed now, when it becomes free, needs another tefillah in the mikvah. The verse says, "Kasalka daitoch lekabel all of all mitzvahs." The reason why he has to go into the mikvah, the eved, because he has to mekabel upon himself now the old mitzvahs. For the Gemara and Minna, we have a kasher on this. But medvah mamurim beger. When do we say we need a kabbalas mitzvahs only by a ger? If he was a goy, now he's becoming a Jew. Avul b'yevet meshuchar ain't sorach lekabel. But it was never kenani already, and now you're going to free him, even though maybe you need a tefillah in the mikvah, but you do not need a new kabbalas mitzvahs. And here at Smashmi, you do need a kabbalas mitzvahs. Amar Rav Sheshes lekasha. There's no steer here. Taka machloikis. Hor Rabbi Shimon ben Elozar, hor Rabbanan. So machloikis of Shimon ben Elozar and the Rabbanan. In the Tanya, we learned like this. The Pasuk says, Uvokso esoviyo v'yesimo yeruch yomim. By Yifas Toya, it says she's supposed to, like, cry a month. So it says there, B'medvor mamurim shaloi kiblo leho. When she's not mekabel upon himself to become a ger. Trashi shaloi kibl oleh lizgayir. She's not mekabel upon herself to be a ger. Avo kiblo leho. But let's say she wants to be Mizgar the Yafas Toya when he goes to fight the war against the Goyim, and you see a pretty lady there, and you want to take her. If she's Mekabel upon herself to be a Ger, the din is Matvila, you could be Taivala or Mutabo Miyad, then you'll have to live with her right away. We have Shimon ben Elozar right there, no. Afa Pish Le Kiblo Leho, even though she's not makabla upon herself to be a ger, is koyful matvidul l'shem shvachris. You're allowed to force her and make her become a shifra kananis. You could put her into the mikvah and force her to be a shifra kananis. And then later you toivel her a second time.